Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. We are live, and I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ramka, and we are especially delighted to be with you right now.
Hey, can you feel it? I just want to open up with that. Can you feel it? You know, there is an energy. There is a momentum. There is a building. And this is a very special show because we are first place talking about this. Is you're going to hear it first right here. We're talking about March energy. We're talking about what's happening on the planet. We're going to talk a little bit about what's coming in April and the rest of the year, because you guys know we kind of kept a tight lip in February there, because February was that month of really focused, active stillness. So welcome to March. Welcome to our show. And remember, you can give us a call, get in the queue. I don't know if the lines were already full, but you can pick up your phone, give us a buzz, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. You actually get to listen to the show while you're on hold. If you get a busy, it means that all of our lines are already full. But remember, the minute we say hi and hang up with someone, that's your chance. And if it's your day, you will get through.
And speaking of getting through, we want to send out an apology for last Sunday. We had the entire radio station was down.
Talk about energy, right, guys? The whole station was down.
And the phone lines.
Oh, my God. And just a few of you in particular, Jess, Kathy, Robin, Carl, Dia, Sue, Demarius, and all so many of you that wrote and called. We love you. We are so, so sorry. And, you know, we are so blessed to have a great producer. And honestly, guys, I think he lost a whole head of hair over last week. It was absolutely something that we are grateful that
it's over.
and we are grateful you're with us now. Stay with us. If anything like that would ever, ever happen again, and we're kind of putting a lot of miracle energy that it won't, just know that we are doing our best to be here with you live. And if a show doesn't show up in our archives, it's sadly because there is not a show to post. But let's move on, because boy, let's focus on this big week.
Absolutely. We're here at February 26th, and we're just finishing up the February energy on this Sunday. And for those of you that have been tracking with us closely, remember that you're still in this energy of the active presence, the active stillness, this sense of being alert to what is.
Yeah.
To be alert to what is. And that's a unique opportunity, because being alert is different than being reactive. Being alert is different than being self-absorbed. So one of the things I want to make sure that we start understanding is, in the action of alertness, we're saying, I am paying attention to life. I am present here. And in that paying attention, in that presence, there is an excitement. There is an energy, because you are now right at the cusp of the wave of perception. Think about that for a second. Being at the cusp of the wave of perception.
You know, to be at the cusp of the wave of perception is powerful. And I know, Sri and I know, that there is so much happening on our planet right now. There is so much going on. And so it's important to pay attention that what we have right now is an opportunity to really harness energy. Now, I want you to take that in. March, we're going to talk a lot about March. We're going to be talking a lot about what's coming forward in April and the rest of this year. But before we do, I really, you know, I opened up the show and said, can you feel it? And really, you know, kind of come into your heart, take a breath. Whoo! Notice, what are you feeling? Because here's what's going on. Third world, fifth world, or third dimension, fifth dimension, the twinning Earth. The energy that's around us right now is causing one of two very distinct experiences in your life. It means that you're either feeling a heightened sense of anxiety, fear kind of energy, or this kind of excitement and anticipation. And in both of those, it's not that it's meandering. It's like you might not be able to, with your logical brain, understand it. Now, certainly in the anxiety, fear side, there's always lots of things we can attribute to that, right? We can say, well, it's this or it's that, or it's, oh my gosh, or it's that, you know, that fantasizing about the what ifs, especially given the geopolitical climate on the planet right now, which we are going to talk more about later in the show. And if you're on the other coin of that, the other side of that, that excitement, anticipation, it might be, I'm not even sure what I'm so excited or anticipating. I just know it's big and I just know it's coming. Well, you're all feeling the energy. It's just how you're prepared for it. And that's the blessing of this very short little February. Remember, just kind of giving us kind of a recap, we talked a lot about how this energy of February was kind of a blast off meeting this active stillness presence. And so that's why there was that, the cons, remember, the conflict, the confusion, and that the best gift you could give yourself this month was to stay focused, that what you really focused on in February would literally give you miracle action for the rest of the year. And guess what? There's still time, right? If you're catching us live or if you're catching us early in the archives, there's still time, actually all this week, even though it's going to be March this week.
You know, one of the things that's important to recognize is that the cosmos does not recognize our calendar.
Thank goodness.
The calendar is an invention, and while it's a very useful form of talking about periods of experience, of time slices, we could call it, the point of the matter is that the energy of February and your ability to master the active stillness of February can happen at the very last moment. The one of the key things is that as you bring your presence, as you bring your trust, as you bring your consciousness into that still place and notice the energy, notice the building excitement, notice the cons that are going on in the outer world.
No, the convolutions.
The congestions,
the contusions.
Those conflicts, just notice them. As you do that, you're informing your wisdom genes. And by doing so, you'll be ready for March's energy and what's coming the rest of this year.
So you're ready for it? You're ready for it, guys? Here's the big one. So we know that February was the energy of active stillness and that the greatest gift you could give yourself in February was to stay right here, right? Stay right here, right now. Stay in February. Stay focused. Well, here's March. We are entering the neutral zone. All right, Trekkies, I know I'm using some language there, but it's the truth. We are taking this starship into the neutral zone. We have been called there by Starship Command, and that's what's going on in March.
Now,
so what does that mean, right?
Oh my God. We want to kind of play with that a little bit, but just let it in for a second.
Yeah, really let that in.
If we were in active stillness in February and we're moving into the neutral zone in March,
yeah,
consider for a moment what that might be calling upon you to do or be or engage.
And here's the gift of going into the neutral zone. Like we mentioned, there is this energy, this very powerful, this is powerful energy because, like, think about it. If you go out and sit in your car, put it into neutral. Well, if your car is in neutral and you pump the gas, what happens? You're revving the engine, right?
But you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere yet, but you're preparing and you're revving the engine. And that's what March is. It's about revving the engine. It's about applying all of this focus and revving the engine. Yes, there is a lot coming, a lot. And so by literally taking us into the neutral zone in March, we get to harness the power of neutrality. And we're going to be talking a lot about that. And you absolutely positively have to watch our YouTube video this month. It'll be posted within the next 24 to 48 hours. So if you're getting this in the archives, chances are it's already up. Go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira. And hey, if you have not watched that February focus, watch it again and again and again. There's still plenty of time, because the gift is that this February energy is not done, and it will still kind of trickle into March. So remember, as we're starting March, as we enter the neutral zone, right, where we're trickling in this focus energy, and by March 25th, we're already entering the very, very early stages of what will be another profound Mercury retrograde that will come forward by April 9th. So March is a time to rev the engine, get your power, harness the power. Neutrality is a gift. Here it comes.
However, being neutral means you're disengaged from the machinery. Okay.
Uh-oh, no Borg in this existence.
No.
Forgive all of the Star Trek guy today.
You know, if you just kind of play with this for a second, the active stillness of February is an opportunity to hone your awareness.
Your focus.
To be able to focus, to be able to open up to I see, I know, I apprehend, I can feel it, I can see it, but I'm not jumping and I'm not taking action, I'm noticing. As we move into the neutrality of March, we are taking this incredible capacity of consciousness and you're holding it in a detached space that will allow you to gather to yourself the resources of wisdom, the resources of awareness, because those will be deployed a little later on.
Now, there's a lot that we have to share with you, and this is a big show. We have a lot to share. We're also going to be talking about the energy of April, because these two kind of play together. They really do. But the reality, guys, is just for a couple more days, all right? Now we've kind of let the cat out of the bag, right? We're going to be releasing the video in the next 24, 48 hours on YouTube. You now know, okay, so March is, we're entering the neutral zone. But remember, all energy is neutral. All energy is neutral. So what does that really mean? What it means is that energy in itself is a powerful creative force. So let's just take a breath. Let's slow things down a little bit. And let's just look at that. Energy is a creative force. Energy exists. All energy, and I want you to hear this, guys, all energy is neutral, because energy is a creative force. Energy becomes good, bad, positive, negative, light, dark, only once it interacts with its catalyst. But energy in and of itself is neutral. So how fascinating that we're being given this huge, I'm going to call it this huge, I'm going to call it a bubble, because that's what it feels like. March feels like a bubble. You know how people might say sometimes you're in a bubble? Okay, let's look at March as being in a bubble. We're going to be in this bubble of neutrality, bouncing around, get in a little bubble. Come on, climb in this bubble with Sri and I right now. That's all. There's room. Oh, there we go. Are we full? No, we can fit more.
No,
come on in.
Grows.
Get in the bubble. Get in the bubble. It's growing. It's growing. It's growing. All right, we're sealing it up. Get in our bubble of neutrality with us. And now, all right, guys, how does this feel? We're floating around in our bubble of neutrality, gazing at all of the potential forces that could co-create with us, and noticing that some of them are filled with anxiety and fear, some of them are filled with excitement and anticipation, yet we're in our bubble of neutrality, knowing that we are powerful co-creators. And as all of us are in this bubble together, we're amplifying our own. We're in the car revving the engine.
That's it. That's it. So, beloved ones, trust this process. You know, we're on an escalator of ascension.
Yeah, are we ever.
And in the escalator, what we're doing is that we're growing in our expansion. We're growing in our capacity to notice the next place, to notice the next level.
Yes.
It's not same old, same old. You know, how many folks out there in mass consciousness just wish things were the way they were 20 years ago? Not possible. That toothpaste is out of the tube. And so as we are on the escalator, growing and expanding as we relax, of course, love and peace will grow with us.
In every way. And, you know, love and peace, why not make our bubble bigger today? Why not expand our experience? The lines have been full for quite a while, so let's start welcoming in some beautiful people of our amazing family into the show. And then remember, guys, once we say goodbye to someone, that's your chance to get back in. So why don't we start just right here, line one, first-time caller with Damaris from Texas.
Hi.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. How are you guys?
Well, we are delighted to speak to you.
That's awesome. Well, I feel very, I guess, I don't know why attracted is the word to use, but I feel very attracted to talk to you guys. And I just stumbled upon your YouTube video, and then I saw that you guys had a talk show, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. So I don't really know exactly how you guys do this. I sort of just went for it, so I don't know.
How about you bring your hands to your heart? Now, turn down your radio, honey. We're getting feedback from the show.
Oh, I can't. I don't have the radio on.
Well, okay. So maybe it's on our end. So that's okay. So what I want you to do, sweetheart, is I'm going to offer you a mini soul reading because I know that's what your heart is asking for. And I just want to share things with you. Number one, you are our first caller. You are on line one. And you got through, okay? Which everything about that is a miracle. And the reason I'm sharing that with you is your message is all about you. You have these incredible, they form like a healing cross of light that connects around you, these four beautiful beings, and they all keep saying the same thing. And they're all holding up their finger and looking at you and saying, you are number one, and it is your time. It is time to put yourself first above all and to trust your heart. And they're saying that years ago, there was, the word they're giving me is damage. That's the only word I can use, and I apologize. But they're saying years ago, there was damage to your heart, and that damage to your heart has clouded the gift that you are, and that it is your time to shine, and that you must put yourself first. And they're saying, clear away that which would assist you to feel less than who you are. Expand your heart, be fearless, and move forward, because there's like this huge world in front of you, and it's like you've been holding yourself back. And they're saying, put yourself first. Everything else will follow. Fear not. We are here. It is your time. And they're also holding up the number four, which means, and I'm giggling because make sure you listen to the whole show. We're going to be talking about the energy of the fourth month, April, which for you will also start a four-month cycle that will be extraordinary. So that'd be April, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, you're oh cute. So you're in the United States. Your July 4th will also be a moment of the best freedom you have ever felt. And so that's the message they have for you, Angel. And we love you. And I'm so glad you got through.
Wow. I don't know. I guess because I've already like felt all these things come through to me, everything you're telling me. But I've never really like had any confirmation of how accurate I felt the messages from my angels.
And that's why you got through, because it's your time to trust you, my honey. Trust yourself. You're an amazing being. And just feel how much I love you and how happy I am. You got through on line one, number one, and just getting through to this show is a miracle. Take all of that in today and bring your heart into the joy it deserves. Thank you for getting through, Angel. Many blessings.
Thank you so much for your message and for everything.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Make sure you stay tuned to the rest of the show because a lot of it's going to apply to you. Many blessings.
All right. Thank you.
Namaste. Oh, Sri, I know we say this every week, and forgive us, guys. We sound like a broken record, but, you know, you're our family. You guys are our family, and connecting with our family every week like this is such a blessing. And I love hearing from so many of our family members, both live on the air and emails and calls. And so many of you reach out to us, and we just love you so much. And also, it's really fascinating to me that our first caller, the energy is about momentum.
Absolutely.
And trust, you know?
And trust. And that's just where I want to pick up on is that trust is the magic word for spiritual growth.
Isn't it ever?
With trust, all things are possible. With trust, all expansion is assured. It's only your doubt and despair that will set you off in a tributary or a sidetrack where you get to explore the full capacity of the shadow and the ego.
The good thing about a sidetrack is you will find your way back.
You will find your way back and you go, wow,
that was really fascinating.
I was stuck over there for a while.
Yeah.
And so trust is such an important spiritual quality, and it's foundationalized in your own recognition that you are a spiritual being having a human experience.
In every way. You know what, guys? In every way. And I, you know, Sri, as you're talking about trust, I always, my heart kind of smiles because I think about Archangel Zadkiel, who said to us that trust, you know, T-R-U-S-T, is truth revealed understanding spiritual tenacity. And I just love that because it takes your spiritual tenacity to eventually trust, right? You've got to say, I'm just going to stay focused. I'm going to, you know, February message, right? I'm just going to have the tenacity to stick with it because I'm clear that this is divine guidance. I'm clear of the blessings of staying with it.
And there's one other really important discernment there, and the word is revelation.
Oh, yeah.
Because each and every one of us has a brain, and the brain loves information.
Does it ever?
The brain loves to be called upon to show just how good it can be at figuring things out, at worrying and anxiety, as well as beauty and poetry. So the brain itself is not a predictor for your life. It's simply a tool. The key here is that revelation, that is revealed information, comes from that quiet place inside. It comes from the intuitive mind. It comes from your soul.
Well, you know, and speaking about revelation, guys, are you on our newsletter list? Because if you're not, you need to be. Go to SriAndKiraRadio.com. Again, it's just SriAndKiraRadio.com. The minute you get to our homepage, you're going to see Get the Newsletter. Hey, get the newsletter if you have not already. Our big monthly newsletter is going to be going out in just 2 days. And we have a lot going on in that newsletter, including Sri and I mean, I have to share it, guys, because we're still basking in it. But, you know, for those of you that may not be aware, this past Friday, February 24th, was Maha Shivratri. And this is a major, major, major ceremony, especially in India. You know, but you think about it, that the essence of the ceremony is to dispel all negativity. And so that only positivity can come forward. And look at when that happened in February and on the February 24th. And Sri and I did a very powerful ceremony holding all of you in our heart that your life may only be filled with the most amazing miracles and blessings. People that were on our newsletter list received a special announcement and that we invited them to send in their prayers and miracles. And we were flooded and we are so honored and grateful. And we're still basking in it. And whether you sent something in or not, if you're connecting with us, trust me, we energized your miracle presence. But we had amazing miracle phenomenon. We literally had violet flame energy appear in almost every photo that we took of this process. And we're going to be releasing those pictures in our big monthly newsletter. So, hey, if you're not on our newsletter list, get on it. You're going to want to experience and connect with this love, connect with this energy. So get the newsletter. Stay connected. Be there. Remember, the other thing we announced in the newsletter is more about the energies of the month, additional guidance, and we share a lot of other things. So this is a big time because we're entering the neutral zone. We're going in there together. So should we go in and grab another family member to say
hello? Absolutely. We're going to head to line 2 and we'll welcome Donna from California.
Hey, namaste, Donna. Welcome.
I'm actually from Colorado. Is this me?
This is Donna, it's you, and I'm glad you're from Colorado. I used to live there.
Yes, I love you both. Thank you so much for taking my call today. I would just like a mini soul reading, please.
It would be our honor, Donna. And we love you, sweetheart. And I want to invite you just to, lost my breath for a minute. They're saying take your hands, if it's safe, put both of your hands right kind of in the center of your chest, high heart area. And they're saying softly smile, let the head drop. I'm doing this with you, by the way. Softly smile, let the head drop a little bit, close your eyes. And here's, and this is a message coming directly to you today from Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is saying to you directly, allow the softness of the center of your divine presence to express itself more often. Show to others the sword of your kindness, and this will cut all of the strings around you. As you learn to wield this sword with even greater mastery, those will come around you. They will flock. They will find you. And you will discover that your feet will take you where you are yearning to go. Be not afraid, for there is a bold presence before you now. And if you harness this energy without fear, your dreams will manifest. And he's using words like shortly, quickly. And so, my angel, that is the message that Archangel Michael wants you to receive today. And I'm having a hard time stopping smiling. My eyes are seeing this bluish color, and there's like a large hum in my ears. And he's saying, there is more, and together let us manifest this. And so you might want to listen to this show a few more times. You might want to download it. You want to bring this recording into your heart. And he's also saying you need to be drinking more water. Your body's a little dehydrated, and to get ready to move forward. And so, you know, same thing I shared with our first caller, definitely stay with the whole show because we have a lot more to share and it's going to really, really apply to you. So I'm so glad to connect with you, Donna. Thank you for bringing Archangel Michael to the show today.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste, Angel. Many, many blessings.
Oh, indeed. And the blessing is for all of us. You know, one of the things that I've noticed as in our own spiritual surrender, Kira and I am referring to, is that as we connect with you on this radio show, we actually feel each and every one of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm still trying to breathe.
As you bring your, and those of you that are listening, those of you that are on the phone, there's like pulses of spiritual energy, pulses of light. And it's such a fabulous, wondrous web of connection. And it reminds me to remind you is we are indeed the co-creative fabric, the ocean upon which experience is permitted. We are conspirators, you and I, all of us, to allow this
amazing...
But
we're all in this neutral energy bubble together right now, co-conspiring.
one of the things about being in this on this wonderful magic carpet ride, so to speak, is that we are connected, and some of us are having experiences that are hard and filled with friction and pain. Some of us are having experiences filled with bliss and divine connection.
Yeah, yeah.
And it all trickles. It's all available, and choice is your secret weapon.
You know, I love that, Sri. I love that. You know, I'm smiling because I'm thinking about how of all the secret weapons, choice is a really powerful one because no one can take it from you. If you ever get to a moment where you are feeling you don't have any choices, then you're just not looking broad enough. And it also means that the density has a grip. There is always a choice. There is always a choice. And, you know, beloved ones, I just can't stress enough. As we are in the final moments, right, the final few seconds of February, keep focused here. Knowing what March is, March, we're entering the neutral zone. It's going to be a very powerful energy time. And we have a lot to share about this today and a lot of tips about this. And I can't stress enough that in addition to listening to the show, you absolutely are going to want to go to our YouTube channel. And hey, you know, if you haven't subscribed yet, why not? It's Official Sri and Kira at YouTube. You are going to want to go to the channel. We're going to release the video within the next 24 to 48 hours. Guys, we haven't released it yet because because we were that committed to February focus. But you can get there now, subscribe to the channel, and watch or rewatch the February focus video, because you really want to anchor February. The miracle presence, the ability to create miracles, is so vast and so real. I promise you it's real, that this is a very profound moment. And I know, I don't know about you right now, Sri, but I'm kind of enjoying being in this neutral bubble with all of our beloved family right now.
Well, absolutely. And you know, it's funny how it works. A John Lennon line has popped into my head, and it's something along the line of, life is what happens while you're making other plans.
Love that. And so
okay,
true.
Okay, oh, Sir John, I want to say to you, February focus.
Woo!
Is bringing our attention back to life
in
and
every
not
way.
Making other plans.
In every way.
Because we're moving into the neutrality of transcendent living in March.
Yes, we are. And think about that, guys, the neutrality of transcendent living. Now, look, we mentioned there's a lot of energy in March. We're moving into the April zone. We're moving into the neutrality zone. We're going to talk a lot more about March. We're going to talk about April. We're going to give you some ideas about what's coming in the rest of the year. We're going to talk with all of our callers. Hey, if you need to, try to get into the queue. So we've got a lot of show to go. We're going to get some water, take a break, and we'll be back with you in just a minute. Stay with us.
We'll be these messages.
Welcome to the Self-Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Avesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Namaste, Kira Ra here, and I want to invite you to discover the Sedona Journal of Emergence. You might already know that they are the number one magazine of channeled and spiritually inspired guidance. As you experience the challenges involved in the global transformation of body, mind, and spirit, you might ask yourself, what guidance can I trust? The Sedona Journal of Emergence provides metaphysical guidance and answers from source through skilled and loving channels. Subscriptions include 10 issues and the very popular annual predictions double issue, and you can get it either digitally or in print. So just pick up the phone, give a call to 1-928-526-1345. Again, that's 1-928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com so you can subscribe. You know, Sri and I are in there every month, and we look forward to you connecting with the Sedona Journal of Emergence. Remember, it's 928-526-1345, or visit SedonaJournal.com.
We are back with you with a big hug, and we're celebrating life.
We are celebrating everything.
And we're celebrating the Sedona Journal for their support of this radio show. And right at the homepage of SriandKiraRadio.com, you'll see a button where you can click through and get a special offer. So we encourage you to check them out.
Yeah, you know, if you're looking for some wonderful guidance and you're not familiar with the Sedona Journal, it's about the only magazine out there that would actually understand what you're going through, with a lot of beautiful people that are there. Sri and I have been writing for that magazine, oh my goodness, about 10 years now.
Yeah.
And so anyway, give them a check out. And so, hey, March 2017, February 2017, April, May, what the heck, Sri?
Well, I'll tell you what, the chaos in the outer world, the confusion, the conflict.
The cons.
Everything that is happening is there for you to find your center. It's all there to support you. And so be in a place of going, oh, my happiness, my peace, my sense of trust in the world depends upon my focal point being right in the center of my heart, mm-hmm. and lifting up into a place in your crown chakra also, but you can't go there until the heart's open. So we come to the heart and we move into the peaceful center there, and we practice this active stillness. We practice the neutral zone energy because we're on the escalator.
Boy, are we on the escalator. You know, and guys, you know what we're talking about, right? We're talking about that 2015 to 2022 escalator to expansion. Now, you know, we could go back and talk all about what happened at the year 2000, what happened at the year 2012. But what matters now, all of that happened, right? Done. There it is. What matters now is where we're going. And there's a lot happening. You know, one of the things that we've been talking a lot about lately is the fact that this February focus was very challenging for a lot of people because there's a lot of energy and density that, quite frankly, wants to distract you. You know, very much, especially if you're following any of the geopolitical things that are happening around the planet, it very much feels like a magician that's saying, hey, look over here, while the real stuff is happening just off camera. Well, guys, that's what's going on a global scale. And the key is, if you engage it, it will keep you trapped. So why not, while all that's going on, why not? We still have room here in our neutral bubble. Come on, get in here with us. Come on, get in.
Take a deep breath and just come on in.
I'm there. So get in this bubble with us, because honest to goodness, if you can give yourself the gift of aligning with these ascended energies, you will naturally lift and maintain your fifth dimensional presence, and you will not be as affected by the density that's getting denser. And that is one of the gifts of this neutral energy in March, because if the energy, let's go back and just talk about a couple of the givens, okay? It's a given that energy is neutral. Energy is neutral. I know you're going to say, but there's light energy, there's dark energy. That's only because of how it's been interfaced. This is why you always have to be careful about who you let do body work on you or who you interface with during the day. You know, something as simple as, have you ever noticed that after you interact with some people, you feel uplifted and fabulous, and after you interact with others, you feel crappy or tired? That's energy exchange. But that energy is neutral until it interacts.
And it's in the interaction that we qualify the energy. And you qualify the energy through your consciousness and your subconsciousness. And that's why this is the key. We are largely subconscious until we wake up.
In every way.
And so the process of waking up is a rather long, drawn-out affair. Of course, there's moments of exquisite awakeness. However, you know, we're chopping wood, carrying water out there.
In every way.
And so the integration of your awakening does take a little time for most everyone, because we have contracts, commitments, karma, and obligations. And expectations, and we're working through all of it. And as we do, we bring an ever-present joy to the equation.
Whew.
Because your love, your joy is an automatic bubbling forth once you move into that neutrality.
And the key is that with this powerful energy, with entering, I mean, come on, think of it as we're all on this bubble starship and we are entering. It's almost like you're going through a sheet of plastic, right? But our bubble is just effortlessly going through. We're getting out of this nasty energy and we're bubbling into the neutral zone. And we have a whole month to learn how we can have the power to command our energy through neutrality. And that's what we're talking about in our YouTube video. It's powerful. Now, here's a way you can start to learn. Just make a note, guys, write this down, get this, it's free. Go to Self-Ascension, one word, SelfAscension.com, SelfAscension.com. Right there on the homepage, free lessons. Go learn the container practice. The container practice is all about learning how to clear energy from you that's disrupting your peace, love, and joy, and literally safely recycle it. This is a responsible action. This is an action of an awakened being. This is one of the powers of learning to be in neutral energy.
And so this practice is one of the ways you can empower the wisdom that is maybe a little bit dormant inside of you. By doing the container practice, we're training ourselves to responsibly manage our own energy, and that enlarges, expands, and brings great inner peace.
Oh, yeah, because
your neutral zone.
Well, it does. To your neutral zone, right? Because here's the key. It helps you learn how to get into your own neutral zone over and over again. You are that powerful. You have that. And guys, because March, now this is, we're talking a lot more about this on the video. Because March is the starship into the neutral zone, it means there's going to be lots of triggers because it's a month to harness the power of neutrality. So that means there will be lots of different types of triggers. Now, not all triggers are negative. Some triggers are great. And that's what we mentioned at the beginning of the show. There's going to be the energy. There's going to be a twofold energy right now because we are in the middle of a planetary shift and it's major. Okay, remember, we're entering this month. We enter it in midweek. And in midweek, we enter into March, coming out from this focus and this active stillness, moving into the neutral zone. And by March 25th, we're in the very early stages of what I call a pre-retrograde that won't show up until April. And so this is the moment where, are you feeling it? Are you feeling the kind of anxiety, fear, kind of like a free-floating anxiety, fear? Well, that's neutral energy meeting density. Or are you feeling kind of this excitement and anticipation? You know something awesome is getting ready to happen. Or getting ready to happy. Well, that's true.
I'm happy now.
But that is the energy of neutrality meeting the blessing of the ascended presence. And both of those are real. Both of those exist. And if you float in this neutral bubble with us, you get the blessing of learning how to create, co-create with this neutral energy.
So, beloved ones, I think you get it.
I think they get it, too. So let's co-create.
We're going to do it. We're going to head to line three, and we'll say hi to Allison from Florida.
Namaste, Allison. Welcome.
Oh, namaste, you two. Oh, my gosh. This is my second time getting through, and thank you very much for taking my call. And before I begin, I want to, again, just express my sincerest gratitude and appreciation for the work that you both do, the example that you set, the space that you hold, and the energy that you share. It is simply invaluable to all of us on this conscious spiritual path. And I often feel like even contemplating a mini soul reading is sort of an indicator that I'm not trusting. So it's not that I necessarily am looking for a mini soul reading per se. It's just the magnitude and the number of levels on which I'm transitioning right now are definitely unprecedented, and the most salient one is the ending of a 3+ year relationship that has left my heart in seemingly infinite pieces. And as I try to find my bearings and get that centered into that peaceful heart center that is essential and required, I just was wondering if there was anything that you all had to share or to offer me as I kind of work through this pretty much the greatest pain I've known in this life.
Allison, I love you so much. Just feel my arms around you. Angel, I'm holding you. I am hugging you. I am holding you. I am loving you. I want you to hear, not only is it going to be okay, it's going to be amazing. You are so much more awake than you give yourself credit for. And there's two things, and I'm covered with chills as I'm connecting with you right now. You are on the precipice of what will be the best part of your life. And the good news is, once you get on the other side of this and you are close to it, you'll look back and go, if I'd have known this would bring me where I was going to go, I would do it all again. And all of the blessed around you are saying two things. They're saying, number one, you trust and affirm that that's why you got through again. And number two, mantra of self-ascension and container practice. I'm not surprised at all you got through today. If you're not using the container practice, use it more often and use, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me all the time. If you have a mala, like I always have a 108 strand of Rudraksha on me, whether you have a mala or not, chant, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. Shout it, I am here, I am ready, I am open, guide me. Because you are being guided, you are being connected, and you are ready to fly. Just stay the course, keep forward looking, keep taking action. And that's what they want you to hear today, my angel. And I love that you got through today.
Oh, thank you so, so very much. I think it's also a pretty big sign that I managed to get through, and I appreciate the work that you all have done. As I mentioned last time I call, you are two of the absolute biggest influences in my conscious awakening, and I don't know where I'd be without the work that you all have done. So thank you so very, very much, and I still intend to meet you both in person someday, hopefully sooner rather than later.
Oh, it will definitely happen. And just, I'm sorry you've got tears in my eyes, honey. We love you so much. Thank you for being on the planet.
Oh, thank you to you both. Namaste.
Namaste, love.
Namaste. And let's all take a deep breath and just appreciate the love, because it's here for all of us.
And it is all of us. I mean, we are, you know, guys, Sri and I bow before you all. You are so amazing. And we are so honored and blessed that you connect with us. This is just such a gift every week. I love being with you. And so let's say hi, Sri, to another beautiful being.
We're going to head to line four and say hello to Maureen from California.
Namaste, Maureen.
Oh, namaste. I'm so happy and excited. Thank you for embracing me in the love bubble that you've created today. It's so exciting, and I know the winds of change are happening with me, and I've been having these premonitions in my dreams of my soulmate, and I know it's around the corner, so I would be very blessed to ask for a soul reading with you.
Oh, well, Maureen, thank you for the blessing of just connecting with you and your amazing heart and spirit. Wow, are you radiating partnership? I mean, yeah, of course you're having these dreams, and your sacred partner is also having the same dreams. And so it was so cute, and I'm just covered in chills as I'm sharing this with you. When you were talking about this, what I heard clearly from your guides was sooner than you think. Sooner than you think. And I love it. I love it. And the other thing they're saying is, but stay focused on how amazing you are. Just they're saying, don't compromise, radiate, be, and know. Take each step as the goddess you are, and everything else is in flow. And they keep saying, hey, we've got this. Just have fun.
How beautiful. I'm crying right now. It's so beautiful and affirming, and I really needed to hear that, and it brings tears of joy to my eyes, and bless you both, and I love your support and your energy, and thank you for all your guidance. It's truly magical.
Thank you, honey. You're the magic. Thank you for the blessing of being able to model you. Many blessings, Angel. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Mm-mm. Can we sneak another one in before we say a little more about Mars?
I think so.
Let's do it.
So, you know, let's just once again, breathing consciously, smiling, and knowing that we are all connected in the very fabric of love, and each of us having
our adventure. Oh, we love you guys so much. You're so crazy amazing. Who's next?
All right, line five. We're going to say hi to Daniela from Long Island.
Namaste, Daniela.
Hi. Hello. One thing I wanted to say first was, the phone call that someone had made, Dawn, I think was her name, that was complete verification because, I'm asking for a mini soul reading, and the reason why I'm bringing this up first is because I'm actually moving to Colorado in July, and I felt like that was complete verification, but, and I'm finally I'm planning on opening up a store, which is something that I've wanted to do for almost 10 years now. And I'm just very, I guess, concerned as far as my relationship goes. And I was wondering if you could give me a bit of insight with that, because it's going to be long distance for a little bit, and last time we tried it didn't work out. And so I'm pretty concerned with that.
Yeah, I feel it, honey. I see it in your energy field. So first thing I want to share with you is that bring your hands. I call it prayer position, but like when you would offer somebody a namaste, and I want you to bring your hands together in that way, your thumbs kind of touching in at your heart, and your shoulders back, your spine up, because as I'm speaking with you, there is this beautiful goddess energy that is your higher self that is actually sitting up even taller, and she's the one speaking right now, and so this is you speaking to you. I'm just blessed to be able to do this with you, and what she's saying is, you must remember that you are following the divine presence. This is a destiny move. This is a powerful time, and everything has been aligned to support this journey. Keep your heart and your mind open. Stay focused on the divine that is guiding you, and all will resolve with a happy heart. And she's saying that, connect with me more often this way. And so I'm sitting, I don't know if there's anything else I can maybe Sri would describe, but I'm sitting with my spine very, very straight. My feet are flat on the floor. My hands are in prayer position. My thumbs are on my high heart. And when you sit like this and you relax your breath, this huge soul energy of yours comes forward. And by the way, very crystalline white, beautiful long hair, kind of in like a long crystalline robe. This is the energy that's guiding you. This is your higher overlay. This is not just a move. This is your destiny. And so keep the heart open, keep the mind open. And she's saying you're going to be, everything will resolve. Stay focused on the next step. And so it is, Angel. I'm really glad you got through. Thank you for the blessing of meeting your higher self this way.
That was amazing. Thank you so, so much. I really, really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. We love you so much. Enjoy your journey. Wow. And you know, Sri, speaking about enjoying the journey, March. Now, guys, April, we've kind of talked a little bit about it. So for those of you that are Trekkies like me, we've talked about March is we're entering the neutral zone, and hopefully by now you've climbed into our neutral bubble with us. And make sure you go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, subscribe to our channel, make sure you watch the video, get our newsletter, right? It's right there at SriandKiraRadio.com. And in April, I got to do it, Sri. I know it's really bad of me, but I got to do it. Okay, Jean-Luc Picard is looking and is saying to his group, engage. That is April. April is the energy of engage. Now, when we have the energy of engage can mean what? We're going to battle. The key is your battle could be the battle for the best moment of your life or the battle with the darkness. And this is why learning and practicing and harnessing how to command neutrality in March is so important, because that focus of February is coming in. And remember, early April, we're going to go into that Mercury retrograde. It's going to encompass the entire month. And by the time April ends, we will see how the rest of the entire year is going to flow. Everything will be clear. There will be a momentum set. So you've already got the early stages of it. You made it through the cons of February. You focused. You've practiced active stillness. Now here we are climbing into our bubble of neutral energy and learning how to command that energy.
That neutral energy means we're not wasting energy in reactivity. We're not dissipating our sacred container by squandering on diversions and distractions. We're prepared. We're clear. We're exploring. We're looking, but we're keeping the champagne in the bottle, so to speak, because we're in the neutral zone.
We're in the neutral zone. We're in the know, right? So what's so great is, as Sri mentioned, you get to prepare, clear, and explore, and then you will absolutely know when to take action and when to freak out, because that's the key, isn't it? Do you want to take action that leads to positive miracle manifestation, or are you just going to freak out? And through the learning, because March is a learning, and it's a beautiful, joy-filled dance in neutrality. And neutrality is a blessing, because remember, neutrality can become whatever you want it to be. That's the gift of March. You're going to learn how to command all that neutral energy. We get to go hang out in the neutral zone and party with our neutral neighbors.
And there's a lot of joy in that neutrality.
Boy, is there ever. And remember, April, engage. April engage. And at the end of April, we're going to see how the rest of that year is shaking out. April is going to be a fiery month of engagement. And so let it be outrageously incredible. Engage and let the and have fun. And we'll, of course, we'll be talking more about that at the end of March. But remember, guys, check out our video at YouTube for all of what's going on in March. It's at Official Sri and Kira over there at YouTube. Get our newsletter. We have a lot to share this month right there at SriandKiraRadio.com.
And remember, your life is your practice. You may find moments where you're disengaged. You may find moments when you are on tilt. You may find moments of doubt or whatever experience is in the full palette of human potential.
In every way.
Those are but moments, and they will pass. And the more we practice our active stillness, the more we practice the energy of neutrality, we create a safe space inside. We create a home space. We create the opportunity to lift further in wisdom, discernment, and joy. And speaking of that, until we have the absolute delight of being with you live again next week.
We love you!
May you remember, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste!
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriandKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriandKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.